list of winners and the podcast with Miranda Rothrock, go to nowtocater.com. It's Truck Driver Appreciation Week, and in a new video, ADM Trucking highlights the benefits of becoming a truck driver. Steve Finn, Vice President of Trucking at ADM, says day drivers at ADM Trucking, for instance, can be home every night and make between $40,000 and $60,000 a year.
Automation is going to happen, but it's not going to replace truck drivers. In fact, it's going to require more truck drivers, last mile delivery.
Watch the full video at nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
They took shots at President Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have a white supremacist in the White House, and he poses a mortal threat to people of color all across this country.
We know Donald Trump's a racist.
Beto O'Rourke, then Cory Booker in the third Democratic presidential debate on ABC. Joe Biden also found himself under attack.
I'm fulfilling the legacy of Barack Obama, and you're not.
That would be a surprise to him.
Julian Castro also seemed to take a shot at Biden's age and gaffe history, at one point asking the former vice president if he'd forgotten something he said 2 minutes earlier. Health care was a big focus. Fox's Tanya J. Powers was at the debate, now live in Houston.
Dave, the three top polling candidates sparred over their health care plans. Joe Biden wants to build on the Affordable Care Act.
I think the Obamacare worked. I think the way in which we add to it, replace everything that's been cut, add a public option, guarantee that everyone will be able to have affordable insurance.
Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders outlined their plans.
We make sure that everybody gets covered by health care at the lowest possible cost.
Eliminate all out-of-pocket expenses, all deductibles, all co-payments.
Amy Klobuchar said Sanders' Medicare for All plan is not bold, it's bad. Dave.
Tanya, uninspiring is what the Trump campaign said about the debate, that the president would dominate any of the Democrats. He told a Republican gathering in Baltimore the best is yet to come.
After all we've achieved and after everything that we've accomplished, our message is simple. The best is yet to come.
A frantic call for help radioed in from police in Houston after an officer was shot last night.
I need gauze. I need a chest shield. Gauze and a chest shield. 3907 Tristan. We need an ambulance over here. Clear Tristan now.
That's from Broadcastify. The officer needed surgeries in guarded condition. One suspect was shot and killed. Two others arrested. A fourth is still on the run. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, days after President Trump said he still wants all U.S. troops coming home from Afghanistan, even as he scrapped peace talks with the Taliban, the head of the Army says now is not the time.
Acting Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told senators U.S. forces must remain in Afghanistan because Afghans are not ready to fight on their own. McCarthy appeared at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. President Trump has expressed a desire to pull out some of the 14,000 U.S. troops currently deployed to Afghanistan. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
It is sentencing day for actress Felicity Huffman in Boston, who pleaded guilty to conspiracy and fraud. In the college admissions cheating scandal, prosecutors want 1 month in prison and a fine. A week and a half after a boat fire turned into a diving trip disaster off the California coast, federal investigators found a violation that could lead to charges that none of the crew was awake.
The NTSB report says after interviewing the five surviving crew members, they were asleep when the fire started, but they did try to reach the passengers sleeping below deck. Coast Guard officials have previously said there's a requirement to have a roving night watchman on these boats. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says the boat has been salvaged and was being taken to a secure location for investigation. All 34 bodies have been recovered.
There was an examination that showed that there was evidence that supported the belief that
the cause of death was through smoke inhalation.
After this fire, the Coast Guard now recommends limiting the unsupervised charging of lithium-ion batteries and use of power strips and extension cords on boats. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up over 100 ahead of the opening bell. Week two of the NFL season started last night.
They're sitting at the 20, maybe just outside. Winston to the end zone for Godwin and a touchdown.
Tampa Bay added another score and beat Carolina 20-14 on NFL Network. The Buccaneers' first win of the year. The Panthers now 0-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Larry Daly, principal at St. Teresa High School. Every year, we continue to offer students the best possible experience in a college prep, faith-based education, including dual credit, AP, and honors courses, not to mention our championship athletics and outstanding extracurricular activities. I invite you to call me today to schedule a campus tour and learn why you should choose St. Teresa. Call 875-2431 or check us out online at www.stteresa.org. Go Bulldogs!
Here is Lindsay with your three-day forecast. Did they move the rain out of here?
Well, yeah. I mean, they were talking about a slight chance of seeing some showers this morning, otherwise partly sunny, but I think that's clearing out. Partly sunny skies, highs around 82 degrees. For tonight, you can expect mostly clear skies, lows around 57 degrees. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 82. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 86. It is 74 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, the 13th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll have our education spotlight with District 61, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and the Brinkotter Home Highlight. We'll also announce the winner of that Cardinals contest with J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. All that starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. A couple of raindrops on the windshield on the way in. That was it.
Yeah, I didn't see anything at all.
And
so.
It looks like the next 6 days look like really nice weather.
Oh, yeah.
Sunshine.
A little bit cooler today, too, which is going to be pleasant.
No, it'll be good. It's been too hot this week. All right, we are back here in the studios. And if you've missed any of the show so far, podcasts are available at nowdecatur.com, the Nowdecatur app, the iTunes store, wherever you get your podcasts, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Our pleasure to welcome in studios with a couple of guests from District 61 for our education spotlight. Brooke Harris, a student services grant manager with the district. You guys in education have the longest titles. Who sits around and does all that? Can you get it on a business card?
Okay, and that's actually the short version of my title.
What's the long version?
SAMHSA Project Manager stands for Substance Abuse Mental Health Services.
You know, that's amazing. As long as you guys understand it, I guess that's all that matters, right?
Right.
we are living in interesting times, for sure. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that are suffering and kids who are growing up in homes where there are problems. And kids got to still show up at school. And your job is, you know, to be there to educate them. And it's just a tough role today. Yeah. But a lot of stuff's happening. Dr. Frigo had his sort of state of the school address yesterday. You can find the whole deck of that, all of his presentation and an interview with Paul at nowdecatur.com. But I like kind of getting into the gritty, you know, and finding out what's happening on the ground level. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little about parents today and leadership training. And give me a breakdown of the program, and then we'll introduce our other guests.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so what we have is the Parent Leadership Training Institute. I'm actually serving as the site coordinator for the district, just one of my many roles. With DPS 61. And so it's exciting right now because we're in the recruitment phase of parents. And so what this is a leadership program that will take them from being a parent to a parent leader. We've got 20 sessions for them. It's a 20-week curriculum. And there's a parent retreat on September the 28th. So we've been accepting applications. We've gotten a lot in. We're not actually at capacity. So if any parents hear this and are interested, they can definitely sign up.
Yeah. And then, of course, there'll be a podcast a little later today on Facebook and stuff. It's really easy to share out on social media and get that word out there.
Awesome.
So what's the requirement? Is there a cost? What's the deadline? All of those kind of things.
Right. Yeah. So there is no cost to the parents at all. And actually, just to kind of explain a little further, it's not just parents. It's anybody that's an advocate for youth. So you can be a grandparent, you can be an uncle, an aunt, you can have no children but just love children and want to advocate for them in some way. The idea with this program is that each parent or each participant will complete a community project. And that project is going to fill a gap in our community in way of services. And so you're going to hear from one of our graduates from the first cohort.
All right. So LaShonda Anderson's with us as well. Now, you are a graduate of this program.
I am.
All right. So walk me back, if you can. Okay. What made you sign up to begin with?
Well, I was asked to sign up for the Parent Leadership Training Initiative. And it was an opportunity for me to get involved in the community. I had a young child that had just started with Decatur Public Schools. And it was opportunity to be a leader in my community. And one of the things that they advocate is being that change agent. We also hear so much negative about our community. So why not be involved in something where you can make a positive, where you can make a turnaround in your community?
No doubt. And you know, the negative stuff is such a small contingency of people, but they are so loud. Mm-hmm. You know, that sometimes you buy into the perception that this loud voice is the reality, but that's not the case.
Right,
and all you have to do is go into one of our schools and spend some time there, and you'll see that. You know that as a parent. So what did you expect going in, and then what did it turn out to be? Was it a little different than what you thought?
Definitely. I didn't know what to expect. I was expecting this, you know, class environment where we had books and being lectured at, and it was completely opposite. You're in a room full of other parents, other guardians. They become your support system without you even knowing that. You have great facilitators. You learn about your community. You learn what a community is. You learn how laws are passed. You learn how to be a leader, how to make a change. Definitely something I would encourage anyone to be a part of. You know, if you've ever been in a situation where, you know, why is this happening? Or why are they doing this? Or I don't like this. This is your opportunity to say, okay, well, how can I fix this? Or how can I be of help?
You know, isn't being empowered a wonderful thing? Because, you know, there's not much you can do about what the state of Illinois does or what right. happens in Washington, D.C. But that doesn't mean you give up on life. You just roll up sleeves and take it on yourself. And you can do a lot of things if you just sort of learn how to get plugged into how things operate. Opening eyes, right? I mean, because there's a lot of ignorance out there. I mean, you get on social media. Oh, my God. You know, and you, the only way you combat that is with knowledge and actual facts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Which is what you get when you experience this. There's topics that are very intentional in teaching you about the local government and how it works, even federal government, how to get and speak in front of legislators. And so you're able to take maybe what was a concern for your child, learn how to have those civic and democracy skills to be able to really be that change agent and not just complain on social media. How do you then take it to the action steps? And that's what this program will do.
All right. So how you said it's 20 weeks?
Yeah, 20 weeks.
So that's quite a commitment.
It is a commitment.
Yeah.
And there's breaks in between. So we'll break for holidays when the students are out. They'll be out as well. So it's carried over the course of time. They can go to dps61.org. There is a link right on the front front page.
Can we get that for the podcast when we put that up, Lindsay, so we can make it easy for folks?
Yeah,
all right. So
awesome.
What's the deadline then?
I'll take applications up until September 25th.
Okay, so there's a couple weeks.
Yeah, so they've got some time to get them in.
All right, and so the retreat happens first? Is that the first thing?
Yes, the retreat, September 28th all day, 8:30 to 4:30.
And where is that, and what does that consist of?
It's located at Milligan Future, so we'll be down in the Old Tech Academy, second floor. We'll provide breakfast, lunch, snacks. We'll also provide transportation and childcare. We make it as easy as possible.
Take all the excuses away. Yeah.
All the barriers. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So what did you... What did the other folks in the class with you? I mean, did you feel like you sort of learned as a group? You know, I mean, you were kind of in it as a group, you know, or did people have different takeaways? I mean, how did it just, you know, not having been in there, I'm interested in like the dynamic, how it worked.
You learn that you have more in common with people that you didn't expect.
Always in life, always.
You have a new community now. So you're pulling strength from one another. You're learning from one another. You're encouraging one another. You're supporting people in their projects. The last cohort, we also had mentors, and they were able to check in on you to make sure that you were understanding the process, if there was any help that you need while doing your community project. It was great because you got to demonstrate your leadership skills, strengths that you didn't even know that you had, public speaking skills. So it was a wonderful opportunity.
All right. So where do the mentors come from?
Yeah. So we have individuals that serve on our civic design team, and they're from all organizations and agencies within Decatur. So we've got representatives from Crossing Healthcare, Decatur Library, Sheriff's Office, Milliken University. I'm just trying to go down the list in my head.
Yeah, but a wide variety.
Wide variety, yeah. And everybody will still receive a mentor with this cohort as well.
Okay, and then the Community Impact Project. Is that a new thing, or did you guys do this?
They did that, and yeah. I want to let LaShonda talk about hers.
Yeah, what did you work on?
My project was a special needs resource fair here in Decatur. And it was a fair for individuals with disabilities, connecting them with organizations that provide resources and services in our community.
Okay. And so, you know, putting stuff together, is, you know, we do a lot of events. I mean, outside in, everybody always wants to tell you how to do them. They're not as easy as
right.
writing it down on paper. It doesn't just happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So why was that subject so near and dear to your heart?
I have two boys with special needs.
Okay.
I'm a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And when I started PLTI, we were going through the diagnosis process for my youngest son. So as a parent, you know, you're at the time, my best friend was Google, you know,
you're looking up everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm sure I'm not the only parent that's doing this, you know, trying to find resources and services. You know, you don't get a handbook to say, you know, this is what you need to do. So I thought, okay, let's bring something to Decatur where parents and persons could get information and resources and see what's in our community.
It is amazing to me in this age of information, you know, when there is so much out there at your fingertips, yet there's still a lot of people walking around without the knowledge, right? And we all can do a better job connecting those dots, I think. You know, to me, I really got a wake-up call when we introduced the Duane Andrews Ag Academy, you know, a year and a half ago. And you know, what I saw as this job career path for kids, particularly kids in District 61 that might not have been exposed to this at all. And immediately there was this outcry of, well, we don't farm, we're not farmers. And it's like, okay, wait a minute, we really have to do some education, because that's only like 1.5% of the jobs and what we're talking. You know, we got kids that are 2 miles away from ADM, don't even know what ADM does and don't realize the careers are there. But man, in a year and a half, now we're 350 kids in that academy. We're going to be the largest FFA chapter. All the stuff they said we couldn't do, we did, because if you get out, you talk to people, and instead of yelling at each other, you say, no, let me explain to you how this really works, and these kids are going to have, you know, career paths, and real jobs right here in Decatur. Right. Yeah. So it's about combating, you know, I don't mean ignorance in a pejorative way, but just people not having the knowledge.
Yeah, right.
And then the go-to move is to be defensive or cynical, and social media seems just so built for that. But it also makes it easy to get your message out and communicate the right way. So the deadline, once again, September 25th.
Yes, so September 25th.
Okay, and this is a 20-week commitment, but you'll make sure that they can do this no matter what.
Right, yeah, we'll do transportation, meals. We do a family dinner, which is a really nice component, so they can come straight from work. Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. The retreat's an all-day thing, but like the 10 weeks of classes, the first 10 weeks. Like,
those are Thursday nights.
Okay, so it's a 1 week.
1 week.
1 day a week.
1 day a week. Yeah. Thursday nights, 5 to 5:30 is the family dinner, and then 5:30 to 8:30 are the classes. So the children that come, and they can be of any age, will have something appropriate for teenagers as well. They'll be going through similar experiences, but on their level. So they'll be right next door, so parents can check in on them as they need to, and then parents will be in the class. Going through the different coursework and activities.
Well, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And get a few more words in your title, because you don't have enough.
Yeah, I need a few more.
You're going to need like 6 business cards to hand out. And LaShonda, what a pleasure meeting you. And thank for your bravery.
You
know,
date real quick.
I'm sorry.
She's got an upcoming resource fair.
Oh, yeah. I thought it already took place. I'm sorry.
I did. Last year was the first fair.
Okay.
This will probably be an annual event. So the second annual is October 5th. At MacArthur High School from 9 a.m. to noon.
Okay, that's a Saturday, so and out of MacArthur.
Event. Yes.
And so people can come out if they have questions, if they want to find out what's available. Yes. You're just connecting people to resources.
Yes.
Well, good
we
for
have
you.
We have over 30 organizations, and it's a free event for our community.
Well, if it's annual, see, you've done it very well, because they want you back.
Hey.
Yeah?
There you go.
Yeah. Well, keep it up. Great work, guys. We'll put the podcast up and the link for you to go straight to District 61's website to sign up for this program. Pretty cool. PLTI. And that is a great thing. We really appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with Mark Topper and so much more. Stay tuned.
Today we have a partly sunny skies, highs around 82 degrees. We have a very slight chance we could see some isolated sprinkles, showers this morning. And then tonight, clear, lows around 57. For your Saturday, sunny highs near 82. Sunday, mostly sunny highs near 86 degrees. It is 74 degrees in downtown Decatur.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Wing and a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Back to the track. The wall. It's a gunner.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. And First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window. From 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY. Your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable!
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time home buyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Zach at the Brass Horn. I wanted to take the opportunity to tell you about one of my favorite clothing lines, Peter Millar. Peter Millar has something for everyone, whether it's for a trip to the golf course or drinks out on the patio. They offer an outfit for the everyday wardrobe, and I would know. I wear it every single day. With the largest selection of Peter Millar around, the Brass Horn is the perfect place to find an outfit for any occasion during any season. If you want to dress to kill or dress to chill, come see us at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Are you getting weird spam text out of the blue?
No. I'm getting calls.
Well, those have been going on for a while.
Yeah, and it says fraud alert.
Yeah, or they'll be cloned as 217 area code numbers. Mm-hmm. I know there's some other things going on. I got the weirdest. This was sent to me and seven other people.
Okay.
It says, I am looking for sex, fun, and something more. Join me here. And it's got a little bit.ly or whatever those are called.
Wow.
I've never gotten anything like that that had multiple people. And then I got one yesterday that had like 25 people on it.
Really?
But my AT&T, I said I could report it.
So you were able to report it. Can you report this one?
I was just kind of fascinated by it. I didn't
click the link, did you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm that guy. Come on. Will you give me a little credit? I'm like, wow, you're really seven people. Yes.
Sounds like a party.
But I've just never gotten a text like that.
No.
Have you?
I've never gotten one.
You ever heard of?
Never. Never. In fact, I mean, I don't think I've ever gotten a text. I got one.
The text I got yesterday was about money. That it was like a financial thing.
I got one, and it was about great opportunities in whatever. It was like a job thing.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything else otherwise.
No, the text was like the equivalent of like one of those banker things, you know, that you get in email spam or whatever. So I assume that this is just going to get worse, because I feel like as great as the technology is, the bad guys are always going to be like a little bit ahead.
Yeah.
Because they have no scruples at all. You know what I mean? So they're always going to have just a little bit of an edge, and then they'll come down and shut that down, and they'll move to the next
thing. They'll move to the next thing. Lawmakers 3 years from now will try to combat this.
Yeah. They'll be tackling rotary phones.
Yes. They're about that speed.
The only thing I think I've never had actual spam in is a push notification. Although I'm sure that's right down the road, right?
Probably. I'm trying to think if I have. I signed up for something, and it was like to get a discount.
Okay.
On an order.
Okay.
And it was like to receive messages. Well, then I unsubscribed, and I still get them.
That's not legal, is it?
No. and I keep unsubscribing.
Of course, push notifications are sort of their own realm. The texting thing is a very big deal because that is under federal communications.
And this is a text.
Oh, not a push.
No, it is a text. I get a text.
Well, then you should absolutely be able to turn them in. That's why there is a usually on my AT&T, you get that fraud thing and you can turn them automatically in as fraud, and maybe that will stop some of it. But yeah, I'd never quite gotten one like that one. That was an interesting for sure. I went, huh, well, that's different.
Did the numbers, can you see the
who the seven people are? That's a good question. I didn't really want to touch anything in it. It's kind of like in a soccer match on that text.
But I'm just, it's kind of funny. Like, are they all local or was it just rando?
Rando. You're picking up the kid lang, yeah, aren't you? Is that a thing?
Yes, because I'm hip.
Is that a thing? now I can't even find it. Uh-huh. Had it. I'll find it during the
because
break.
It's like a boll weevil. It's embedded itself into your
is that what it is?
Coding of your phone.
By the way, I get more texts from AT&T than I do anyone. And when did it become, like, I could see if you haven't paid your bill, but when did it come, hey, your bill is now ready to view?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, this money's due to you at the end of the month. Why do I want to come view my bill?
I don't know.
Here we go. I found it. Seven people. How do I look and see who all those seven people are?
So in a group, if you touch the top there, you can see, like,
not letting me do that.
How do you know it's seven people?
Because it says seven people at the very top in the circles. These are all 815-916-913-785-740 zip codes.
No. That's interesting.
Or area codes, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, interesting is for sure. No doubt about it. All right, we got a lot to get to here today. Mark Tepper's going to be with us in just a couple of minutes. Brink Outer Home Highlight will be here. Tony and Blake and Tom in the studios. What's the house?
Powers Boulevard?
4411.
Is that right?
I believe it is. And that would be a four-bed, four-bath?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. I love those porches.
Yeah.
There's just so much potential there. Enjoy the nice weather we're going to be having.
That looks lovely. I'm just looking at it on a paper here that you printed out. I haven't gone to the link yet. I will during the news break. Pretty cool stuff. You know, they're pros. They really are. We're having such a great time working with Michael, and he's got your back. You know? And that's a good feeling to have if you're out there as on the consumer side of this, meaning you're buying and or selling. And I think they are just the absolute best, bar none. Trucking videos up. Wanted to make sure everybody knows that. Podcast I did with Miranda Rothrock about the Chamber Awards. And literally, the Citizen of the Year, Kevin Berhane. He got the big front page splash today.
Yes, he did.
Good for him.
At least they picked like a newer photo.
Huh?
Like
well, that was because it was celebration-related, and they had to go back a few years. You know, and the mayor had some really kind things to say about him saving the Decatur Celebration, and he would never in a million years want that to be said out loud, but he did. I'm telling you, there was that moment he came in to do the show on Monday morning, right, that all of that transpired, and this year's Decatur Celebration would not have happened. Yeah, it wouldn't have happened if a lot of people didn't step up, but it would not even gotten to the point where people could step up if he had not performed the task that he did. And it's not even an unusual story for him. I mean, that happens all the time. And so very proud of him. Very deserved. You just can't say enough. And he'll do the aw shucks, everybody pitched in thing, but without his leadership and his vision. I remember sitting in a room with another not-to-be-mentioned dude and said, it's going to take a Kevin Berhane that people will trust in and not buy into all this Civil War crap going on that doesn't have anything to gain or lose other than he just wants the event for the community. It's going to take him to make this happen. And that's exactly what happened. And the mayor gets that, and the mayor understands that. And that was an excellent choice for Citizen of the Year.
Maybe even overdue.
Probably overdue. Are you kidding me? Yes. Yeah. That's absolutely right. All right, we've got to take a break for Mark for the stories and news. We get back, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Do we have our winner of our Cardinals?
I am drawing that as we speak.
Okay, because I'm getting just inundated.
I know.
Who won?
My apologies.
All right, we'll take a quick break for stories and news. When we get back here, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. This is Byers and Company. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now. District 61 Superintendent Dr. Paul Frigo delivered the first State of the District presentation to community members at Eisenhower High School. Dr. Frigo says it's important to have events like this to continue transparency between the district and the community.
Well, we're always looking for ways to better link with our community, have more transparency, make sure everybody understands what's going on in the district. That's important to develop the support and build on the support. This is just something we came up with, the next step in that work.
To see a copy of the slideshow presentation from the State of the District and a podcast with Dr. Frigo, go to nowdecatur.com. Decatur Public Schools are searching for focus groups to discuss the district's future. As DPS continues with the Bold Facility Improvement Plan, the district is also reviewing its communication practices and assessing their effectiveness. Now they're looking for feedback. The district will be conducting a series of focus groups on Monday, September 23rd. Up to 10 community members will be selected to participate in each focus group. If you are interested in participating, take the survey available at nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There were some policy disagreements at last night's Democratic Party presidential debate. Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro got a little personal with former Vice President Joe Biden.
Castro seemed to touch on Biden's age, accusing Biden of forgetting a detail about his own health care plan.
You said they would have to buy in.
Have to buy in. If you qualify for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
You said just 2 minutes ago?
Other big topics of the night included gun control, immigration, and education.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in Houston. That debate was on ABC. President Trump says at a Republican congressional retreat in Baltimore,
our Republican agenda is to make our neighborhoods safer, our families stronger, and our middle class bigger and more prosperous than ever before. And we're on our way to doing it. But we have to win this next election.
America's listening to Fox News.
The Bob Brady Auto Group, Newhoff Media, and Limitless Decatur and Macon County are extending the fun with the Charlie 10, featuring 10 must-do events this fall in September and October.
We've been having a lot of fun this summer with the Hot 25.
It's hot, Bob.
It's hot, Bob.
So much fun, we didn't want it to end. That's why Charlie has declared an extension to the good times. We're calling it the Charlie 10. 10 more great things to do in Central Illinois. All the fun of summer with that crisp fall air. Check out everything you can do this fall with the Charlie 10 and make sure to stop by the Bob Brady Auto Group, home of the Charlie Deal. Just off I-72 at exits 141 and 144 at the Bob Brady Auto Group. We're dealing.
Here's the next Charlie 10 event. See Ron English at the Decatur Pop Mart, September 20th. Be sure to check out the full list of Charlie 10 events on nowdecatur.com. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group, home of the one and only Charlie Deal.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
We have a chance of seeing some showers, thunderstorms, a little bit this morning, very slight chance. Otherwise, partly sunny skies and highs are going to be around 82 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear and lows around 57 degrees. For your Saturday, sunshine, highs near 82, and Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 86 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 73 degrees.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Mark Tupper joins us each and every weekday morning with Tupper on Sports. Let's start with the Illini football.
Well, good challenge for the Illini football team tomorrow morning at Memorial Stadium. They play an Eastern Michigan team that should be their best opponent to date and a pretty good prep test for the Big Ten opener next week against Nebraska. Eastern Michigan is 1-1. They're from the Mid-American Conference, and they earned some respect by virtue of playing in bowl games two of the last 3 years, and because they pulled off a shocker by winning at Purdue last year. They're an effective passing team with a senior quarterback, Mike Glass, who was 20 of 22 in their season opening victory and who threw it 53 times in a loss to Kentucky last week. They like to throw the ball. They're not very good running the ball. This will be a good test for Illinois' pass rush and for its secondary, which has some injuries right now. I think the question is, can Eastern Michigan stop an Illini offense that would get a major boost if running back Reggie Corbin plays? He sat out all of last week and most of week one with a hip pointer, and Lovey was typically very vague about his availability this week. They need him, and I think he will play. If he does, the running game becomes instantly better, and so should Brandon Peters' opportunities in the passing game, because Eastern Michigan's defense will have its hands full. Peters has thrown 7 touchdown passes in 2 games. I think he's been pretty good. But teams like Eastern Michigan, they take these teams against these games against Big Ten teams very seriously. I mean, this is how they gain notoriety. This is the big game on their schedule, and they will channel whatever lessons they learned winning at Purdue last year. So they'll be ready from the start. And Illinois, unlike last week, had better be ready from the start as well. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff. The betting line opened at 10.5 points. I think it's now down to 7. This is a good test because 3-0 is the goal going into Big Ten play. And then on Sunday, the Bears play at Denver in a 3:25 game. This is a, you know, they need an obviously a much better bounce back performance from their opener. They'll be playing against their former defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. This is a really tough game for Matt Nagy, who I thought called a very poor game in the opener, and for Mitch Trubisky, who played a very poor game in the opener. They've got to get their running game going. They completely ignored that against the Packers, and I think that hurt them.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll talk a little baseball with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by Smith Tire.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer 2 techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We're in the home stretch for Major League Baseball.
We really are. You know, the ball usually flies out of Coors Field, but for 2 days in a row, it did not. The Cardinals losing 2-1 on consecutive games to the Rockies. So yesterday, the odds said it was time to see some long balls again, and the Cardinals hit 5 of them in a 10-3 victory with home runs by Fowler, Wong, Ozuna, Ravello, and Harrison Bader. So thus ends the recent 6-game road trip. And this also ends baseball against bad teams for the rest of the season for the Cardinals, because with 15 games to go, all of them are against teams with winning records. All of them are against teams in postseason contention. And that starts tonight at 7:15 when the Cardinals return home to play the Milwaukee Brewers, who yesterday won their 7th game in a row. I would think they're running a little on raw emotion since the loss of their best player, Christian Yelich. This might actually not be a bad time to bump into them. The Cardinals play Milwaukee tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Then they play the Washington Nationals Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then they travel to Chicago to face the Cubs next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a 4-game series at Wrigley, before they play a 3-game series in Arizona, and wrapping up the regular season with 3 games at Busch Stadium September 27th, 28th, and 29th against the Cubs. The Cubs got a stellar pitching performance from Yu Darvish yesterday in a 4-1 win over the San Diego Padres. Yu Darvish went 6 innings, gave up 2 hits, struck out 14, a save with the bases loaded in the 9th inning by Rowan Wick. The Cubs return home to open a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates today, 3:05 first pitch, John Lester on the mound. And the standings, the Cardinals still with a 4-game lead over the Cubs and Milwaukee. And in the wild card race, Washington holds the number one spot by 3.5 games over the Cubs and Brewers, who are tied. The Phillies and Mets are two back from there. The season ends, Brian, 2 weeks from Sunday.
All right, my friend, enjoy your weekend. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We get back on the other side of the break. We got the Brinkouter home highlight, and we'll have not one, two, three folks from Brinkouter in. We'll talk about open houses this Sunday and a little event going on in the Berg. That's like our adopted hometown.
It is.
We don't live in the Berg, but we love the people in the Berg.
I love the Berg.
I've got a I'm just here for the corn t-shirt.
I know. I love that. Straight out of the cornfield.
Yes. They got a, you know, if you miss their corn festival, I don't know. They're just the nicest people in the world down there. Really do.
That's a fun event.
It is. But there's another fun event coming up as well. Plus, a little later today, explain to me what Next Gen is.
I don't know. I want to learn more about it.
Okay. I was just thought maybe
you
since
you literally have the talking points in your hand.
Well, I know. I thought since you had booked this guest, I just didn't know anything about it until yesterday. Yeah. Like there was even
seems
a,
to be a partnership between the Community Foundation and Park District.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll have some guests in to tell us all about that. From what I read, it sort of sounds like the 501, like a new generation.
A new generation. That. Third go round.
What was the second go round?
Wasn't there another one? I think there was. I don't remember what it was. There was another.
Someday it would be fun just to track down like all the slogans, all of the initiatives, all of the efforts that have been then sort of like reinvented or because not all of them work. You know?
Exactly.
The 501 Club was really great at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I was very proud of the work that was done. And there was a lot of work done at the very beginning. A lot of people stepped up big financially. And at one time, were there like 3,000 members?
I think it was. It was pretty big.
Yeah, it really was. And then it wasn't. So that's a story for another day.
Oh, the stories.
No. That's a good question. That's also a good philosophical question. Do you spend your time telling the stories about the things that go wrong or the colossally stupid things people do? Or do you spend your time celebrating the successes and build on the momentum of the positive things that are happening? Which would you rather do?
I'd rather just move ahead.
Not so sure that's how you really feel.
No. Sometimes it's fun to reminisce of the fun stories.
Okay. Anyway, Brinkouter Home Highlight on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hi, this is Zach at the Brass Horn. I wanted to take the opportunity to tell you about one of my favorite clothing lines, Peter Millar. Peter Millar has something for everyone, whether it's for a trip to the golf course or drinks out on the patio. They offer an outfit for the everyday wardrobe, and I would know, I wear it every single day. With the largest selection of Peter Millar around, the Brass Horn is the perfect place to find an outfit for any occasion during any season. If you want to dress to kill or dress to chill, come see us at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want.
Hi, this is Matt Beavers, President and CEO of First National Bank of Decatur, the Quality Bank, serving communities of Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and now Decatur. We focus on community banking with small town service. Visit our branch located at 1688 South Baltimore Road for hometown local service you just can't get with large regional banks. Come out and speak with myself or Doug DeHorty. First National Bank of Decatur is back and provides only the best customer service you can find. Visit our website, fnbpena.com.
Member FDIC.
Yard heroes, run with Sloan's because it's time to save big at the John Deere Gear Up for Fall Sales event. Get $500 off full-size John Deere Gator XUVs and $300 off X300 Select Series lawn tractors. So what are you waiting for? The seasons are changing, and the Gear Up for Fall Sales event won't last forever. Hurry into Sloan Implement today, and let's work out a Sloan deal for you. Offer ends November 1st, 2019. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them.
If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
What is this, by the way, just out of curiosity?
This is Night Porter.
and
by Japan. I know.
What is the... Can you hear now, Tony? Okay. Why are we playing this?
Mostly because it went to the one... after the one I was trying to play. So I don't know what this is. I've never even heard
of it. Can we kill it already?
I don't know what Japan is.
It's a country.
It's like a...
Okay, way more time on this than necessary. I just was curious. What felt like I was in a soap opera or something. We were in a deathbed scene or something.
That was strange music.
Yes.
It was soothing.
It was soothing. You found it soothing?
I thought we were hungry like a wolf.
Yeah, okay. Well, good morning and welcome. It's time for the Brinkhouser Home Highlight. Tom, who do you have with you today? A couple of agents.
Yeah, I got Tony Perino with me and Blake Reynolds. Blake's going to have an open house this Sunday, and Tony's got a special open house coming up next week on a Tuesday.
An open house night.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. So welcome to all of you guys. You know, we've been out. We hit a couple of open houses the last couple of weekends. And there's some interesting stuff that's out there. Yeah. You know, you've got all kinds of, you can go to the open house button, by the way, on the main page, brinkouter.com, find all of the listings that are open this Sunday. There's several.
24.
Yeah. I mean, in today's day and age, is that a big number?
Yeah, that's a big number for a Sunday. I think the weather's going to be good. There's been some new stuff come on the market. There's a couple that have, been on the market, been sold, maybe fallen through because of financing or something like that, that are back, that it's a good opportunity for people to pick up on. Blake's got one of those this weekend.
Yeah, and Blake, tell me about this, because where is this located?
So it's right by the Decatur Country Club. So
okay.
If you're heading down 44th on the right-hand side.
There are some streets, when you hear Powers, you think somewhere else
right.
in town,
yep,
and that's not this one. I looked at the picture, I'm like, wait a minute, that's a newer house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a beautiful home. Actually, the owners moved here from Springfield, and they like their house so much in Springfield, they built it exactly the same as their house in Springfield.
Really?
So it's pretty cool.
Okay, so this is like, what, four beds, four baths, 5,000, over 5,000 square feet. This is a lot of house, and we're talking like $269,000.
Yeah, four full baths, too.
I mean,
it's pretty awesome. They got an in-ground pool in the back that's just beautiful, new liner, huge basement, huge finished basement with a pool table. Granite countertops in the kitchen. I mean, it's a beautiful home, a lot of square feet for the money.
All right, so you got an hour and a half window on Sunday to come out and see this.
Yeah, because I'm actually doing two open houses. So I'm on 4411 Powers, I'm going from 12 to 1:30. And then on 152 High Tide, I'm going 2 to 3:30.
Yeah, pretty amazing. It's beautiful.
It is.
We'll have this listing up on Facebook here in just a few minutes. You can win a couple passes to the Avon if you want to like, comment. Feel free to share it with your friends. But this is one, you know, 5,000 square feet of house, a lot of house.
A lot of house.
Brian, that's probably the best value there is out there right there.
But
it's a lot of square footage. The house is in great shape.
It's a pretty blank canvas, though. I mean, you know, sometimes you think about you can find that kind of square footage, but you go and you think, oh, my God, all the stuff that has to be done. This is, you can really kind of make this your own.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great family home. There's even a cool feature between two of the bedrooms. There's a loft in between them. So if you have two, you know, smaller kids would enjoy that. It's a really cool feature.
That is fun. All right. I'm looking at all the photos. And that's the great thing about Brinkouter.com is the photos, the videos. What's the virtual reality walkthrough? What's that called again?
Matterport.
Yeah, the Matterport. Yep. I have a hard time controlling that. I think it's just my age. You know, I get stuck in a closet and I can't get out. And I go over to this room and then
it's
all of a sudden I'm in a stairwell. Is that what it is?
It's easier on your phone.
Really cool, because you can, like, if you're like, what is that? That you're looking at detail. You can get in on the detail.
Oh, yeah, you can. And then the drone shots, you know, for the first time ever, you can see what the top of the house looks like. You see what the neighborhood looks like, the real layout of the yard and the land, which is pretty cool. So when you go to an open house, your folks are there and friendly. We went to one out in South Shores. Was that this past weekend or was it the weekend before?
No, it was this past weekend.
Okay, and man, you know, I think I thought I'd been at a party at just about every house in Bay Shore, knowing where we grew up and where we went to high school. You know,
oh,
but I found one last Sunday that is. I mean, I have no idea. There was a wine cellar. There was a room where I walked in. I felt like I was in Montana and that TV show Yellowstone. And then there was like another. I mean, it just kept going on and on and on and on and on. And then a lake, you know, where you walk all the way down in a beautiful dock. And
you must have been on Shoreline Drive.
I was on Shoreline Drive. And I guess that's one we missed in high school because I've never been in that house in my life.
Well, it was on, it's on Shoreline Court, right?
Yes.
And we were more down the drive.
That it? Yeah, that could have been. Well, anyway, all of the open houses that are out there, and then Tony's got his deal that he's doing with Warrensburg. I think this is interesting because, you know, you have people that want a certain home, but then I think you also have people that are looking for certain communities, right?
Yep.
And the people of Warrensburg are the friendliest people around. I'm not kidding you. We go to all these little towns and their festivals during the Hot 25, and the Warrensburg Corn Festival, whether it's the mayor or the people involved there, there's just a friendly vibe there.
Yeah, for sure. I actually went to Warrensburg until I moved to Cerro Gordo in my sophomore year in high school. So, yeah, great community, I agree. We did something similar to this in Cerro Gordo on a Tuesday night, 5 to 6:30, and had some really good success. A lot of people showed up. So what this is we've got five different homes in Warrensburg that are open at the same time on Tuesday night, 5 to 6:30. My house will be 330 Northland Drive. It's priced at $115,900. It's got four bedrooms and two bathrooms. The bathroom downstairs is really cool. It's got a tiled shower with all those different jets that hit you from all different angles, which is a really neat thing. The whole house is nicely updated with a fenced backyard. And, yeah, it's just hard to find a four-bedroom house in the Warrensburg School District at that price point.
$115,900?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
yep.
Amazing. And so then from 5 to 6:30.
5 to 6:30,
you
yep.
can see all five of those
come
houses.
Out, come out after work or if that time doesn't work. Because Sundays don't always work for people. So I try to do different times. And if that time doesn't work, well, you can call me or call your realtor and get in there as a private showing.
And, Tom, don't you think we're going to see more of this sort of customized open
yeah.
house with really the open house being 24/7,
right.
7 days a week, literally on brinkouter.com,
yeah.
that this kind of customization, you know, and people yeah. are busy.
This works well in these small towns, Brian, because there's people that are specifically looking for Warrensburg School District. And when we have five homes open at once, you can go hit them all in one evening.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, some people don't like to burn a Sunday afternoon going to look at open houses. So we're trying to mix it up a little bit, get some weeknights. It's working pretty well for Tony, isn't it?
Yeah, and I forgot to mention that we're going to give out a pair of tickets to the Devon show, Platinum Rock Legends, that last show of the season, which I've heard they're fantastic. I can't wait to see them.
We saw them. They had yeah. a soft opening of the amphitheater, you know, kind of getting it ready, the food concessions. They didn't want to, like, open first night without having a yeah. little bit of a run-through. And that band, I don't know, they agreed at a discount or something to come play that show because they were booked for the end of the year. They come out, and they're it's like all this heavy metal stuff, but they ended up doing Backstreet Boys and everything. It was cool. It was a fun show.
I'm pretty sure they won't be covering Japan, though, right?
Let's hope not. You talk about killing the crowd. No, they did everything, and it was a lot of fun, and that's a great show. That is the final show of the year at the Devon Amphitheater, which, by the way, got the Expansion Award yesterday at the Chamber Awards luncheon, and I can't think of a more deserving place than that for that Business Expansion Award.
I was there. That's a great, great award, and I'm glad they got it. And just a little shout-out to my friend Kevin Brahaney. Congratulations to Kevin. That
right?
That was a special moment for a guy that couldn't deserve it anymore.
No, Tony's on the celebration board. You know, there was a real chance of the celebration not happening.
Oh, yeah.
And if it didn't happen, it probably wasn't going
to,
you know, because once it goes,
you
can't resurrect it. And I know a lot of people did a lot of work, but I don't think if you take him out of the equation, I'm just not sure what would have happened the first weekend of August.
And so, you as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Kevin, he deserves. I can't believe he's never won this award. Just what took him so long?
Hey, I think they pulled one over on him.
They did. Well, I was talking to the mayor yesterday. We were out at ADM Trucking doing a video out there, and she was explaining to me all the intricate lies she had to sort of tell to get him here without him knowing. And so she told him he was in Wisconsin on a business trip that his daughter was getting an award. So he flew back from Wisconsin expecting Megan to get an award, and they turned around and gave it to him. So he was completely caught off guard.
Yeah, it was nice to see. I think nobody deserved that more this year than Kevin. He did a great job. I don't think we have a celebration with Kevin Brahaney.
I don't either. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll review and recap what we've talked about so far, including 24 open houses this Sunday. Brinkouter.com. Here's Lindsay with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies expected, highs around 82 degrees. Then for tonight, cooling off a little bit, clear, and lows around 57 for your Saturday sunshine, highs near 82. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 86 degrees. It is 73 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time home buyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne is back on WSOY Decatur, thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
One player said to me, we have to have more gamers, people who know how to win. You got to have more winning players.
Mike takes us inside the clubhouse and gives you the pulse of the Redbirds each and every Tuesday morning during Buyers and Company at 7:40 a.m.
From an interest level, the players are still in. The question is, do they know how to win?
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, only on your home for Cardinal Baseball. WSOY Decatur.
Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Back to the track. The wall. It's a goner.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY. Your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable!
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
There's the song she was looking for. All right, Tom, what else do you have?
Brian, I am personally having an open house at 1450 Ashland.
You're working Sunday?
I am working myself. This is a friend of mine's house, a friend of yours' house, too.
Okay. Enough said. What's the address?
It's 1450 Ashland Avenue in Mount Zion. You just go down 121, and before you get into Mount Zion proper, there's a stoplight with Ashland Avenue. Just take a left into the subdivision. This house is 289.9. It's 3,506 finished square feet, three bedrooms with a potential fourth in the basement that's a den, three and a half baths. They've totally finished the basement. It's really done well. It's got a wet bar down there, a nice rec room. There's a den. They've expanded the deck on the back of this house. It's got a brick patio below the deck with a waterfall. Great value in a great family neighborhood.
All right. That's 1450 Ashland Avenue?
It is.
Okay. Was that our featured home last week?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So there were a lot of folks that took a look at that, so maybe they want to see it in person this Sunday.
Go to the website. There's a Matterport and a drone video on that one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think there was like 673 people or something that clicked through to that link last Friday on our Facebook post. So that generated a lot of interest. So now you can come out and see it in person. What time?
It will be from 1 to 3.
1 to 3. Full listing at BrinkOtter.com. Tony, once again, Tuesday night in the Berg. That is 5 to 6:30, five different open houses. I'm assuming they can find all this on your portion of the site at BrinkOtter.com if they just look up your page.
217Tony.com.
What's that?
217Tony.com.
Oh, you guys and your independent stuff. I like to watch it. I like to see what all the different people do.
Well, nobody can spell my last name.
Well, nobody can pronounce your last name, let alone spell it.
The cool thing about these agent websites, though, Brian, is they're kind of built by the company, so you get the same features on Tony's website and Blake's website that you get on the full-blown Brinkhouse.
But it gives them some separate branding, and they're able to put their own personality into it a little bit, which is nice. Now, Blake, this house, I'm telling you right now, I'm not a realtor, but I've been looking at a lot of houses lately, and I'm just looking at the square footage price. And Lindsay, you know what house this is. On the way to the country club, you go through the four-way stop there, you know, through Cantrell's.
I know
exactly. It's the big with the pool in the backyard, the corner lot.
Right next to Little Man's Best Friend.
$269,900. Yep. That is an incredible price for that house.
Yeah, it's priced to sell fast, and it did, but we had financing fall through, but it's back on the market, and it's ready for somebody to take advantage of.
Yeah, and it's not a huge piece of property to take care of, but you get all that sort of a big feel, right?
Yeah, well, and obviously the in-ground pool and the concrete patio around it minimizes the mowing.
Yeah, it's got a great backyard.
And if you're a boater, you're 30 seconds from a boat ramp at the end of Cantrell's, or at the end of 44th Street.
Member of the country club, you're like literally a football field from the the driveway. Yep. All right. Great stuff today, guys. As always, enjoy your weekend. Good luck. 24 open houses. Go to BrinkOtter.com, click on the open houses button, and then don't forget Tony's next week, Tuesday, September 17th, from 5 to 6:30, five different houses in Warrensburg, the Warrensburg Open House Night. And if you stop by, At each house, you can enter to win, to see get a pair of tickets for the Platinum Rock Legends show, which is coming up on Friday, September 27th.
I think we got movie theater passes for the...
Absolutely, for the one we just put up on Facebook as well. All right, back after stories and news. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The second annual Town and Country Bank Songwriters Round presented by Blue Rock Record was held last night at Town and Country's Mount Zion location. A chance for local artists to come out and perform original songs and share the meaning and thought process they put into creating them. Blue Rock Record's event manager, Amanda Ferris.
It's all original music. So the musicians come and it's their chance to kind of get that personal, intimate with the crowd. They get to tell why they wrote the song and what it's about and kind of their inspiration behind it and then play it then, of course, for the crowd.
If you missed out on all the action, be sure to check out nowdecatur.com for pictures and the full podcast.